Welcome to this week's edition of Home and Potts Happy Hour. It's lovely to be back. We've been away for 2 weeks, as is the norm from now on. And after a bit of technical trouble this morning and raised blood pressure, we're all ready to go. So, Stuart, what on earth is happening this week?
Well, it's jolly good to be here. We've got one email left over from last time, from the very lovely Chloe, who sent us an email. So we're going to be doing her question, which is about children's television. Then Quizmaster Andrew has prepared a quiz.
Indeed.
Is it going to be enormously long?
No.
Good.
Quite possibly. So anyone been doing anything this week that's particularly exciting before we head into the email?
Well, I just wanted to talk about, I'm very excited about my next trip to California, and I'm going to Vegas, very excited, and then find out that I can't see Adele.
Is that the reason why you were going as well?
Well, it was sort of tied in. No, we're going to a wedding back in Bakersfield. So we're going to that, and then we're going to the beach for a couple of days, and we're finishing off with a lovely trip to Vegas, going to see Adele, and now we can't.
Have you already bought tickets?
Yes, we have the tickets.
Just in interest, how much is a ticket for Adele in Vegas?
I can't possibly comment on that.
Oh, dear.
So, yes, my husband tried to see if I wanted to go to David Blaine instead, but that was a big... I can't believe it. But anyway, it is what it is.
And it's not the first time she's done it.
No, that's
right. She's got form.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. But it is what it is, and it's a nice problem to have, I suppose, but I'm just disappointed.
Yeah. On the ticket front, my family has secured tickets for Miss Swift.
Oh, I'm very jealous.
For the summer. And again, ticket prices... really quite outrageous.
I bet. It's ridiculous.
I don't want to know how much they were, but I quite like paying under £20 for a gig ticket.
you're not going to be seeing Taylor Swift.
Just recently, Journey have announced that they're coming on a European tour. Ooh. With Cheap
Trick.
Oh, I
fancy that.
Oh, I'll go to
that.
I'm not going to it because one, it's all seated, so it's going to be full of old wankers.
Right.
And two, if you want a decent seat, £200. I'm not near the
really?
Not interested in £200. They can shove it up their Californian arses for that.
Remind me where Bakersfield is, Alona.
It is, a couple of hours north, sort of between LA
of nowhere
and San Francisco. If you were going to drive to San Francisco from LA, you'd drive through Bakersfield over the Grapevine, and it's sort of in a bit of a valley.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So you lived there for three.
We were there
four,
about 5 or 6 years.
Where did you find that then?
Temecula first, yeah. Near San Diego, and then up to Bakersfield.
Oh, cool.
So you're going back. Was that the scene of the dog snatcher of Bakersfield?
It was. Yes. Yeah.
That is why she is called the dog snatcher. Right. Are you sure you're going to be safe to go back to Bakersfield? They're going to be posters.
Well, I can't bring any back on a plane.
No,
so.
But are you sure they're going to be posters on him? Or have you seen this woman? Keep your dog safe. You'll be like the urban myth of Bakersfield.
No.
What song was ever been to Bakersfield mentioned in?
Is that a quiz question?
I don't know.
No, I'm just... It was ringing in my head. There is a song, Ever Been to Bakersfield.
Because, it's a really... Merle Haggard and all these really well-known country stars were in Bakersfield.
Yeah.
Between Nashville and Bakersfield, it's really big.
You can big it up all as much as you like.
Yeah, I know. I have a fond...
Oh, no, it was nice.
Fondness for Bakersfield, I do.
Very nice diner.
Yes.
Very, very nice diner you kept taking me to, which was very nice. Anyway, we're digressing again, which we seem to have a wobble here.
So you've booked up to go to Las Vegas.
Yes.
And even though you can gamble your life away or
something
instead,
can't you?
There's still plenty to do. Of all the places you could go in the world where something's cancelled, Vegas is a pretty good one to still fight. You go and see Donny Osmond.
Well, we could. It's either Donny Osmond or Miranda Lambert at the moment.
Oh, I've never heard of Miranda.
Who's Miranda Lambert?
She's a country singer. She used to be married to Blake Shelton.
Oh, right. Hannibal knows she's...
Really?
Never heard of him.
Oh. Now he's married to Gwen Stefani.
I've heard of her.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute.
Wasn't he's the one on The Voice.
To,
and then
Gavin,
she was married yeah, she to was. Gavin Rossdale.
Gavin Rossdale, or whatever his name was. Mm. Yeah, she was. Anyway, we've done it again. We've done it again. We've ended up, we're surprised we haven't mentioned Leslie Judd. Anyway, the lovely Chloe. Chloe sent me an email, which is very nice. We didn't finish Chloe's, we didn't have time. So no. Chloe sent me another email saying, why didn't you mention my email? So Chloe, we're terribly sorry. And we will do it now. And it's a real good one by Chloe.
Excellent.
And she wants to know about children's television.
Oh, dear.
So we are going to go for our five favourite children's television programmes from top to bottom.
Ooh. So that's I take it these are from our... We're trying to do them from our era.
Yes.
We're assuming they will be.
Yes, basically,
so
if we were today...
nobody wants to hear us say SpongeBob.
We would. SpongeBob would definitely could definitely be in there because SpongeBob is wasted on children. So yeah, basically, true. We're going to go...
Five.
Then.
Four.
Then.
Three.
Followed by.
Oh my God.
And finally.
One.
That's the order we're going in.
Excellent. Okay then. So, right. Christ.
So we're going around the. You can start. I'm going to my left.
No, I can't start because I haven't had time to think about it like
but
you.
But you are an absolute child. So you should just roll off your tongue. Right.
Yeah.
So we're going to start
Don't
with.
Start with me.
We're going to start with Mrs. Three. Wake. We're going to number five first.
Number five. I might have to go Mr. Ben.
Oh, what an excellent opening gambit.
He was so good, wasn't he?
Oh, it's just, there'll be something on this list we haven't even done. Mr. Ben, excellent star. Andrew?
Bagpuss.
Oh,
that. Loved Bagpuss.
Bagpuss.
Absolute positivism.
Yeah.
Of being able to fix anything.
So good,
Bagpuss. We will fix it. We will fix it.
I mean, that's there. My number five is also... Bagpuss.
Oh!
Also bad because Emily loved her.
Oh yes, Emily did.
Emily's now our age.
You're joking.
Yeah, Emily is now our age. And that was his daughter and took all the pictures outside the house of the shop.
Oliver Postgate.
Yes, Oliver,
number five is another one by him, and that's The Clangers.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I just like the fact that he used a Swanee whistle.
Yes.
And he said that what he was doing was them speaking. And if you actually look at it and imagine what they're saying... So when they say to the soup dragon, have you got any soup? They say, woo-hoo-hoo. And it sounds like they're saying, have you got any soup? It's just fantastic. I loved
it. So
and
good.
I love the
I
iron
the
chicken
clangers.
As well. Just go, oh, here we go, oh, here we go. Fantastic.
Brilliant.
It was brilliant.
Brilliant.
So, clangers is my number five.
Fours.
Oh, right. What have I got here? Banana splits.
Oh, an all-time classic.
A good one. A good one.
I fear that will be coming up again somewhere on the list.
If you're a proper Banana Splits fan.
Oh, no.
What were the various cartoons and segments on the Banana Splits? Can you remember?
Oh. And that's not a quiz question.
You might stump me there.
Excellent. I thought that might have been the case.
Yeah. There was the shrinking car.
Yeah, there was a shrinking car. There was the Arabian Nights.
Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers, yeah.
Okay, we'll have, because that might
that
possibly
might
on my list.
Question.
That
yeah.
possibly might be on list. We're going to have to go down the various Banana Splits.
Okay.
Four, Andrew?
Mr. Ben for me.
Oh, okay.
Just that.
No, you can't go wrong.
You can go in a change room, take your clothes off, and enter another world.
Yeah.
That just appeals to me.
What, followed by the word HMS.
Hugely. Hugely.
My
appealing.
Number four is. Wacky Races.
Oh,
bugger. I was just going to say that.
We'll have to get to where we're obviously joined at the hip, me and you.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Wacky Races. That should be a quiz question to find out how many of the contestants we actually do know.
Yeah, that's true. I always thought, because everyone hated Dick Dastardly because he was the villain, but he had the coolest car of the lot, didn't
he? You liked him because he had a very large nose. So you felt like an affinity to Dick and Muttley.
Yeah, yeah. And
brilliant.
I hated Peter Perfect.
Oh, yeah, Peter, because he fancied Pelanie Pitstop and that just wasn't on.
No,
I didn't know, but yeah, great programme.
Which was the one, the show with the Roadrunner? Beep, beep, what was that?
It was called The Roadrunner.
Just Roadrunner, I believe. how does it go? Meep, meep.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, it was just called Roadrunner. Just
no,
a cartoon.
That's not part of my... I'm finding it hard.
We're going on to number three. Oh, number three.
I feel like... oh, gosh. What would be my number three?
I don't know.
Run around. Run around. Oh,
run around.
What we might read. Might read.
Oh, that was a good one.
Did Keith Chegwin do it first of all?
No, it was always Might Read first.
Might Read
first.
Was the best
Chegwin
one.
Chegwin did a similar thing, didn't he? I think he might have taken over
maybe
from
he did.
Possibly. He was... Because my parents didn't like Might Read because he was very common. and he just basically shouted, "Run around!" Quite, and then my mum used to look at who is this man?
Yeah.
So she didn't like him at all. So yeah, he would be nowhere near my top five. Okay, number three is Andrew.
Oh, monkey! That would.
That would make monkey!
me run in.
Oh, a pigsy!
Appallingly dubbed program.
Yes.
Now with a little proverb in every episode.
Yeah, there was a bit of goodness
and the
in
the most attractive boy in the entire world, Trippy Tarka.
Yes. Oh, that would be quite common these days.
Good memory. Good memory.
An 18-year-old girl.
Yes.
Well, it worked for Blackad. It was fine for Monkey.
Yeah, that's true.
Monkey!
Yeah.
That would make me run in from playing cricket in the garden or something.
Yes, Monkey. Absolutely. That's an excellent out of nowhere, aren't they? Right, so on to number two.
I really used to love Animal Magic.
I loved it.
Johnny Morris.
That was good. I liked the fact that he did all the voices for the animals.
Yes, that was really good.
So, Animal Magic.
That's not very rock and roll, but well done. I know. Because that sequel was quite good.
Well, I'm torn between a couple now, but I've got Record Breakers on here.
Oh, really?
I still like that. Yeah, that was good.
Was that before
Norris McWhirter?
Norris McWhirter, yeah. He was, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yes, his brother was, wasn't he? Yeah.
He was murdered, yeah.
Yeah, he's murdered.
Ross
McNerter, the other bloke from the Guinness Book of Records.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
He was.
Yes.
On his doorstep by the IRA.
Oh, yes, you're right.
I don't know why he got involved in all of that. But
they used to do the Guinness Book of Records thing.
Yeah, and the brothers, weren't they? They were the brothers, weren't they?
I used to like that.
Of all the programmes you could pick.
I know, now I'm sort of regretting it a little bit because now I've got a list of.
Because you've got to try and recover.
And now I've got to try and get.
You've got to try and recover from.
I'm just going to say them all when it comes around to me.
Twos,
are we on number two?
Twos.
Yeah, number two, without question, Basil Brush.
Oh,
you used to come on. Used to come on 5 o'clock on a Saturday.
It's good.
And he'd come out with punchlines like this. I mainly like tea shops. I love dunking my ginger nuts. Boom!
Did he say that?
Did he?
Did you like him with Mr. Roy? Was he your favourite? Because you're 7 years younger than me. You might not.
Yeah,
remember Mr. Roy.
I can remember, but
shocking. Very similar haircuts.
Yes.
To Leslie Judd, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have you ever met her?
Oh, I have actually.
Yes.
For God's sake, don't go down that road again.
I remember him, but by today's standards, he would have been highly inappropriate.
He also did a pop show on ITV called Get It Together. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes, he did.
Get It Together.
That's amazingly not on anyone's
terrible.
List.
No, it's not my list at all.
Brilliant. Basil, one of my heroes.
Good old, okay, yeah, Basil.
That's
yeah, quite
a good one.
Quite good. Number two for me, Tiswas.
Oh, really? I was.
You were either Tiswas or Swap Shop, weren't you?
That's on my list, Swap Shop.
Tiswas or Swap Shop?
No.
Tiswas was so funny. It was so wasted on children. It was just so amusing. Saturday morning, absolutely loved it. And of course, the highlight of a 13-year-old Stuart, Sally James.
Oh, my goodness.
Lordy, lordy.
Yes, I can agree with that. In her leather pants.
Oh, my life. Oh, my life. Oh, Sally James is like.
I'm lonely over there again. I was stopping. Every actor we brought up in the last 2 months, always lovely.
Yeah.
Always gorgeous.
And then we get on to Sarah James's leather pants.
Sally James, my life. So, yeah, Sally, Tiz was absolutely brilliant.
Tom and Jerry for me is the next one.
Oh.
I love them. I just loved it because you didn't know it was coming on because they used to use them as continuity, didn't they, between programmes. So you'd be thinking, Tomorrow's World's just finished and bloody Softly's coming on. And suddenly they say, we have Tom and Jerry. And it'd be a fantastic bit of violence. And
I think one of the most brilliant things about The Simpsons is how they did Itchy and Scratchy to basically take off Tom and Jerry and just how ridiculously violent it was. But it's just so funny.
Yeah.
And it just that's another one that's absolutely not being made today.
I follow very few people on Instagram, but Tom and Jerry are one of them.
Oh, I didn't realise you could, but I will be now.
Clips coming up all the time.
That's really one of the only highlights of Instagram Reels is you do get kids' telly coming up on it.
Yeah.
You think, I'll have a quick look at this. So that is my number two, and that's your number two. Right, we're going for number ones now.
Well, I'm torn between Swap Shop or Grange Hill, because I did love Grange Hill.
Yeah, so I love Grange Hill
I think
as well.
I'm going to have to go with that. As we've mentioned Swap Shop, I'm going to go Grange Hill.
Grange Hill, flipping it, Tucker.
Just say no.
Trisha Yates.
Trisha Yates and
Benny Green.
Benny Green.
Yeah.
And who's the big one? Big Al. Big Alan. My claim to fame with Grange Hill is when we were going on some college football trip.
Roland.
Oh, yeah, but that's a bit of a generation down.
Yeah.
And we were walking in Croydon. I was with our friend Phil. And we saw Zamo.
Zammo.
We saw Zammo, and someone from the thing turned around and said, "All right, Zammo." And he turned around and he said, "Fuck off."
No. Oh,
so we all got back on the bus and went to play football, and we were all highly disappointed. And everyone said, and one of the girls said, "Oh, I bet he's still on drugs."
What was his song? He had a song
just
about
say no.
Just say no.
Yes, I missed that one.
Speaking of programs about schools, I was flicking through the TV channels the other day, and the film version of Please Sir came on. And it was made in 1971. And
I was slightly inappropriate.
Well, it was very inappropriate. But I was just thinking, I'll have to look up these actors and see how old they actually all were when they played these. They're supposed to be fifth formers.
Yeah, and they're all about 30.
They were all between 25 and 30.
Yeah, it was the same as Beverly Hills 90210. They're all in their
30s. They were much older, weren't they?
They're all always, you know, with One Tree Hill and all these things. They're all way, way older
Olivia
than...
Olivia Newton-John in Greece.
Yes. She's about 40. She is about 40. I mean, basically the premise of Please Sir was basically... old bloke who the girl's just basically all fatted and wanted to go to bed with.
Yeah.
And he basically spends the whole series trying to fight off his lunges for these young...
Oh, my God.
Great premise for a program. Almost as good as Mind Your Language.
Yeah. God, that was shocking.
Just not getting away with that today.
Quality ITV.
Absolutely. Andrew, number one.
There's only number one, and this would be number one of any genre, child, adult, anything.
Well, yes.
Greatest thing ever to appear on our TV... Flashing Blade.
That was a school holiday in the morning job.
I think it was dubbed by Oliver Reed or something because the it was a French TV series. Yes. And
great intro.
They used to get a lot of
brilliant intro.
Yes, and dub it. Yes, and just dub it up, didn't they?
White Horses, which had an even better intro.
Yes.
That was from Slovenia, I believe, actually.
And a classic stable of Slovenia.
The Tales from Europe. You probably don't remember.
But the dubbing was so bad.
So poorly dubbed, don't they?
Referred to as the older generation. You are actually 7 years younger than you. Which is remarkable.
I just sound like an older gentleman.
So.
The Flashing Blade.
Flashing Blade. There can only be
one. It's amazing your intro there only described one programme, but it wasn't the one I was expecting.
Ah.
Because that programme is undoubtedly, quite possibly, the greatest television programme, children's.
I'm trying to guess what way it is.
I wonder what it is everyone out there thinks. And that is just undoubtedly Thunderbirds.
Just
the greatest programme, possibly even for adults. Of all time.
He got better and better, actually, because I've also been watching Fireball XL5 at the moment, which I think was from about 1964.
Yeah, way earlier.
And then Stingray as well, and that came before.
That's back on the telly, Stingray.
That was the one before Thunderbirds, and you can just see the quality getting better and better. And Thunderbirds came along.
Oh my life. How good. How good.
I wanted to choose Thunderbirds before him because I knew it would be So I think probably. Favorite, and it's not exciting, but Blue Peter was my favorite children's program of the lot. I loved it.
How can you compare Blue Peter to Thunderbirds? For God's sake!
Yeah, well, it was on twice a week, all year,
and it had Leslie Judd.
So it was, and of course Janet Ellis as well. It had on the.
That's a lot later.
Oh, yes.
That's a lot later. When you're a lot more filthy.
I suddenly became interested in it all over again at that point.
I mean, there's so many others you could, once you actually start thinking about it.
There's loads.
There's just so many you can think of.
Mary Munger and Midge.
And the stuff that just used to go on between Wash With Mother stuff, didn't it? And just actually. But it isn't as good these days. And I don't care what anyone says. They're nowhere near as good as they are now. Bar SpongeBob.
It's choice, isn't it? Apparently, if you go back to the late 60s to the late 70s, millions and millions of comics were sold every week, you know, Beano and Weed Chips and all that, because kids didn't have the internet, have anything, and it was like the you know, all those things we were talking about, mostly from the 1960s and 70s, and that was the real height of children's TV. And then as soon as people start getting choice, it all went horribly wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yet the output is massive compared to probably what it was.
But yeah, because there's so many channels that need so many.
But everyone's watching all different stuff.
They do. They do. Chloe, outstandingly good question. Thank you for that. Keep the emails coming in. We'll do some more in the future weeks. But probably time for the first break. So go and put the kettle on. Go and have a cup of tea. And we'll be back in a second. Welcome back to the second part of Homer Potts Happy Hour. It's now quiz time, which we know is most people's favourite time on the quiz section. So we've got Quizmaster Andrew, who has prepared a very good quiz for us, we hope. One that we'll all be able to get and won't be too hard.
Remember, Andrew, before you start talking, we had a lot of emails saying, we love the quiz, it's a bit too fucking long. So just try and keep it sharp.
Right. Sharp.
Sharp and quick. Yeah. Okay.
Less well, this, more.
This week will be a bit more cerebral, for sure.
Okay.
It will take the format of American football game.
Right.
So it'll be divided into four quarters.
Okay.
And I'd remind you that I'm a cricketer and the umpire's decision is final.
Okay, perfect.
So we'll kick straight off.
Yep.
With a very easy question.
Okay.
Gosh.
That
scares me in itself.
Is there like a format?
There's no golf scoring in this, right?
Yeah.
I want you to write the answers down because I will need proof.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I want listeners at home to have their pen and paper ready.
Right. They will do it, and they will do it.
And see what they get in this quiz.
Okay.
So the first question, the Latin genus Puffinus puffinus refers to which bird?
We missed that last bit because you looked at Loney rather than down your microphone.
Refers to which bird?
Thank you.
Can you repeat it?
Just
puffinus, puffinus.
Puffinus. Puffinus.
Okay.
The second question.
That'd be the blue tip.
Where in the world would you find the Spanish steps?
I know that.
The third question is from Simon Caddy, one of our listeners in Alton, and he'd like to know, what nationality is Susie Quattrall, and where did she grow up? The fourth question comes from Frank Cunniff from Ham. Why are you laughing at Cunniff?
I don't know, sorry.
Grow up.
He's a very good friend of mine. Mad Frankie would like to know, what are the only British band to have a song that was in the top 10 in the 70s, 80s and 90s. And I'll give you a clue. It was the same song.
Oh, I think I might know this.
And the fifth question is from DJ and quiz maestro Tim Newman from Whitchurch in Hampshire. And he would like to know, in what year was Captain James Tiberius Kirk born?
In what year?
Yes. Oh,
bloody Lord. Hell. I mean, that could be... Can't we say century? I mean...
In what year? Don't forget, in every episode, the captain's log records a star date. And in one particular episode, they go to when James Kirk was born.
In one particular episode? It was made 54 years
James
ago.
James... Oh, gosh. No idea.
So what the
answer? So I'll give you about 20 seconds and then you'll have to read out your five answers to me.
Okay.
For the first quarter.
Bloody hell.
So anyone need more time on Captain Kirk? Or
I need a glass of wine.
This is the actor Captain Kirk, not the... Or the real Captain Kirk.
No, the real Captain Kirk.
The real Captain Kirk.
One of the greatest jokes of all time on that one.
Well, I don't...
Right, okay, we must have the answer.
Do I get a point for saying star date?
Yeah, you can say. Well, the umpire's decision. I'll decide.
You just give me a point. Just
so, first question, Puffinus, what have we got?
Well, I thought it might be a trick question. I put the Great Auk.
Not bad.
I put Puffin.
Not bad.
I put Puffin.
Any twitcher would know it is the Manx Shearwater. So
you need to fucking get out. You need to get out more.
Well done, Adrian.
Okay.
Where in the world is the Spanish Steps?
Rome.
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 Yes, Stuart, can I see that written?
There you go.
Did you have Rome, really?
Oh, dear.
I did now.
Right, the third question, Susie Quattro.
I think she's Canadian.
Oh,
right?
I put Australian.
I think she might be British.
I put Australian.
Good God. Simon Caddy would be absolutely mortified. She's from Detroit, Michigan, in the US of A.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's too obvious to be a man. That's a trick question. Because it's too obvious.
I'll give you half a point for Canadian because that's what I put in a quiz that lost us several hundred pounds.
How come? I always wondered, Susie Quattro, how come she was able to just work and move over here and live over here?
leather pants, I think, like that Sally
she
James.
She probably walked into the departments and just suddenly said, you're in.
Bloody and you sell a lot of records. A trick question. Anyway.
Right. The band, and I think we should make Stuart answer first after that. The band with the top 10 hit in the 70s, 80s, 90s?
Queen?
No.
Slade?
No.
I put Slade.
No. It is Hot Chocolate with You Sexy Thing.
Is it?
Yes.
I thought it was going to be the Christmas.
It came out in the 80s.
It's probably re-released, wasn't it? It was an advert, wasn't it?
I thought you were musos.
Well, we are musos, but just not without.
Can't stand Hot Chocolate. They're
rubbish.
Yes,
I was going to say. Of all the bands you could pick.
I didn't like them.
Really?
Yeah.
Bit of
so James Shocking. Tiberius Kirk was born in what year?
I haven't got a fucking clue.
2352.
just guess. I'll give a point to the nearest
1972.
One.
1964.
Hazard a guess.
I might profound.
Hazard a guess, Stuart.
2023.
Point for Adrian because he was born on the 22nd of March. 2233.
Oh, well, I'm clueless.
I'm still about 120 years out.
So we'll launch straight
I had so much hope for you as
I
a quiz master,
one
Andrew.
Question, right.
So much hope.
I had so much hope for this quiz.
Absolutely.
As well.
Obviously, I'm not doing very well, so I don't like this quiz.
No.
Right, we're into the second quarter.
Okay.
And this is a true or false round.
So 50%.
Okay.
Right, 50-50.
Hopefully, you'll pick up some points here.
Yeah.
So the first question.
A T or an F and maybe hold it up.
Yes. So the first question, we could do this as we go. So the first question, an atom is the smallest particle, T or F?
Fuck's sake.
True.
False.
False.
Of course it's false. Because as everyone knows, there are subatomic particles.
I'm going to go put a kettle on.
Number two.
I'm so glad he went to you first.
Yeah.
Number two, Norman Conquest was an association football player. So he played soccer. True or false?
I'm not having that.
No, I'm not having that. It's got to be false.
False.
So false, it's got to be true.
It's true. Norman Conquest played for Australia between 1947 and 1950.
No, it's just such a stupid question. It has to be. Unless, I'm going to look at it.
Annette Curtin was an American US Davis Cup tennis player. True or false?
Now I'm going to write this down.
Annette Curtin.
I'm going, the first one was true, so this one can't be. This is false.
This is false. I put false.
You're quite right. She was too busy looking out windows. Okay, number four, Mark Derman was a Belgian professional footballer. True or false?
True.
True.
I'm not having that as false.
It is true.
Oh, I'm doing really well at this round.
He played for Belgium five times and spent most of his career with Anderlecht FC.
You doing your shopping list there? Or are you? Yeah,
the Statue of Liberty is the world's tallest monument. This question is in honour of Professor Chris Stride from Sheffield University, who's published a very interesting book on statues of the world. So the Statue of Liberty is the world's tallest. True or false?
Absolute nonsense.
False.
I'm going true.
It's false. The Statue of Unity is the world's tallest monument.
I bet neither of them are as tall as Mount Rushmore, for instance.
I don't think it's a statue.
You said monument.
Well,
umpire's decision.
Sorry, is the umpire, isn't it?
Gujarat, India. So who got that last one right?
Oh, I got it wrong. I got four out of five, though.
You got four out of five.
I got four out of five. It's just a luck with the judgment.
So that's the half time. Takes us into the break.
Okay, then. Well, we'll talk about the second half and whilst we're having the break.
Welcome back to the second part of the slightly enduring quiz that Andrew's prepared for us. So, two more courses to go. Scores on the doors, Quizmaster Andrew.
Scores on the doors in no particular order. Stuart Simmons on 4.5, Adrian on 5, and Alona on 4. So it's all neck and neck out there.
It's all to play for.
Adrian in the lead at half time.
It's up for grabs.
So, pen and paper ready.
Yeah.
I want to see your answers.
Okay.
The beautiful Leslie Mitchell from St. Albans would like to know how many UK top 10 hits did ABBA have?
Top 10 hits or number
top
one?
10 hits.
ABBA.
She's taking me to the Voyage experience on my birthday, which is next week, if you need
to get
your presents in the
it's
post.
Good.
Jackie's been, she says, great.
It's really good.
So,
Do we get a point either side? Because
I'll decide when it comes to it.
Okay.
Next is from Rob Cooper, also from St. Albans. He would like to know deglutition. deglutition is the scientific term for what common bodily function?
Deglutition.
Deglutition.
Glutition. TITION. That's what he would like to know.
Well,
Rob and I went to the Choir of Man last week, which is a brilliant theatre production, if you like music. He's been something like 21 times, and it was fantastic.
It's good, because Rob would like to know the answer, and so would the three of us.
Yeah. Now, the legend that is Neeraj Nair has sneaked in a couple of questions.
Okay.
He's someone that from Brighton.
Does he watch Real Housewives?
I don't know whether he does watch Real Housewives.
I can't see it myself.
But he would like to know what country in the world drinks the most coffee?
Per capita or in total?
Per capita. And his next question is what country has the most islands? Islands.
Now I know that one.
What has this got to do with Vanderpump Rules?
What country has the most... Okay.
Ask me one. Any sports questions?
You watch Netflix.
Now, to bring the third quarter to a close, I hate to bring the tone down and mention my very good school friend, Julian Dean, from Miami in Florida in the US of A, but he's posed a question here. Which shows you what a private education can do for you. And he would like to know what word starts with C...
I can't think of one.
...and ends in T, is wet and soft on the inside and hairy on the outside.
Oh, no.
I got it.
Stuart's got it.
I've got it.
And there's a bonus question in this quarter also from Julian, and he'd like to know what goes up, lets out a load... and then goes down.
Oh, no. I really don't Hang on. What question is that? Is
I'm
this
feeling
all
your friend.
Five?
I'm feeling your friend needs to do something better with
is
his
this,
life.
Are these, is there what two parts
up,
in question five?
And then comes down.
No,
is that number six or
that's
five?
Number six. That's a bonus question
bonus
in the third
question.
Quarter.
Oh,
just because he's my school friend.
What was that second question again?
What goes up,
yeah.
Lets out a load, and then goes down.
Oh, okay.
Don't be rude.
No, no.
Because obviously that's where he's steering.
I think I might get that one.
Ooh.
No,
right.
Last one.
That's it. Let's do the markings for the third quarter.
Let's talk into our microphones.
Okay.
So, ABBA. Can I have your answers for ABBA, please?
I've put 19.
17.
I've gone 16.
Well, Adrian is absolutely spot on. The answer is 19. So I think I might even give him a little extra half point for getting it dead on.
That's not fair.
No.
So, deglutition from Rob.
No, you start with her.
Cooper. Alona.
Nutritionist.
No, that's a bodily function.
Oh, stomach, I don't know. Stomach, bowels, gluten, I don't know.
Don't do it. Okay, Adrian.
Then I put sneezing.
I put farting.
Swallowing is the answer. So no points on that one. Which country in the world drinks the most coffee?
China.
Sweden.
Turkey.
Turkey. I'm giving half a mark to Alona because it's actually Finland.
Ah.
What?
Yes. What country in the world has the most islands?
Thailand.
Thailand.
I think it's Sweden again.
Oh, it is Sweden, isn't it? Bugger. I'd put Indonesia.
You put Indonesia. The answer is Sweden. Well
yes.
done, Alana.
I forgot about those little ones.
More than interestingly, Sweden has 267,500 islands.
Oh, fuck them.
That's a Swedes dealt with.
Just going to brush them off.
My mother-in-law's Swedish, thank you very much.
Well, I suspect that's what you're conjunctioning then.
Right. What begins with C and ends in T? Wet on the inside, hairy on the outside?
Coconut.
Very good.
Oh, I thought it was a four-letter word.
So did I.
Coat.
Oh, I didn't get anything.
So Stuart gets the mark.
Do I get an extra point for being really smart?
That is quite soft on the inside.
Right, it is.
I said wet and soft.
Oh, wet and soft. Well, yeah. It's not really soft, is it?
Well, it is when you go. So
it's wet on the inside.
Well, it's full of coconut milk.
It's full of coconut milk, isn't it?
I was thinking about coat.
Coat. You heard C and T and immediately your brain went to four letter.
It was a four letter word, coach. Yeah.
Ilona, what goes up, lets out a load and then goes down?
A lift.
Very good.
Oh, I didn't put anything at all.
I've got a lift as well.
Well done, Stuart.
So I got two out of the entire round. I got the two double.
I did quite well in that round.
You did very well. I got the two double entendre ones. That's a bit worrying.
Up, lets out a load and could still carry on going up.
We could carry on going up.
I think we should all get numb.
No,
I think you're just being very pernickety, seeing as you guessed ABBA.
I didn't do very well there, did I?
Well, you got ABBA. That's
you
not bad.
You got ABBA, and yeah. I gave you an extra half for ABBA.
You
did, yeah.
Well, how come you get an
Why
extra half?
Why does he get an extra half? I could have an extra half extra for half my for, islands in Sweden.
Yeah, so I get an extra half for knowing all the double entendre ones.
The umpire's decision
umpire's
is final.
Decision.
The
umpire's Fair a wanker.
Stop talking to the umpire because he's not looking down his microphone.
The umpire's a wagner.
You're not the first time I've called the umpire a wanker.
Right, talk amongst yourselves while I do the scores.
Okay so I think...
what was the bodily part one? I totally...
Swallowing.
Oh.
I just put five. I had no idea.
Because
you're mental.
Because you were looking at your phone.
Because you were trying to cheat. You're trying to type as quickly as you could.
Right. Getting close.
Okay.
Alona with Sweden has taken her to 7.5.
She cannot win again. For God's first
place.
She was so chirpy after last week.
Second equal is Stuart and Adrian on 6.5. So we go into the last quarter.
What was my half for? Just wondering. What did I get a half?
Who cares?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Or
you're winning.
Because it's next door to Finland.
Oh, yeah. Which is not really. It's miles away.
No, I very much love this umpire. He's very good.
But it's miles away.
A lot of those Finns will be drinking coffee when they cross the border.
Right.
In China.
Right, last quarter.
Okay.
Another true or false question. The name Argentina comes from the Latin argentum, which means to argue. So it literally translates as the arguing people. True or false? And we'll do the answers one at a time here. Okay. So when you're ready, tell me.
I'm going for true.
I'm going for false.
I've got false. It's to do with silver, isn't it, or something?
Very good. That was going to be the bonus question.
Oh, was it?
I can't believe Stuart said it was true, but
well,
there you go.
Well, it's stupid enough as Mark DeMars or whatever.
Mark DeMann. So, yes, Land of Silver, I'll give you a little...
No, she did not.
I didn't got false.
yeah, but you didn't know.
You didn't say anything
silver,
to do with silver.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that's what Argentum means?
I don't think he's getting that.
I can't believe I haven't got
it. Okay, well, I'll move the bonus question if anyone can tell me what number on the periodic table silver is.
Who cares? Get on with it.
More in the customers.
47.
Right.
Okay. Do I get a point?
Right, Neeraj just sneaked another question in.
For God's sake.
How many measures of Gordon's gin are in a Vespa, which is James Bond's martini?
I thought a Vespa was a motorcycle.
I was just going to say, how many can get in a motorbike?
I thought you filled it with petrol. It's in Casino Royale, isn't it?
It is in Casino Royale.
I thought we were on true or false.
No, that was just the first one.
I can tell you why, because he says once you've had a Vespa, you don't want anything else.
Yes.
That's worth half a point.
No. Stop.
Yes, it is.
Stop begging. Otherwise, you'll be... Stop begging for decisions.
We can
otherwise
say
you'll
there was
be...
a character called Vespa Lind who came up in a later film, and that was all part of the...
I need as many points as I can get.
I reckon it has just the one.
Two.
3.
Stuart Simmons takes the points.
Ka-ching! Don't you look at me and swear behind your breath, alone awake. You are so bitter and so twisted. Sweden my ass.
You.
Right, well, now we'll see who's paying attention in school. We have our first history question from Ian.
None of us.
Ian Legg from Hollybourne, the man who is learning how to pause a podcast and go to the toilet, would like to know about the series of armed conflicts fought between England and France known as the Hundred Years' War.
Yeah.
He wants to know when they started.
No, nobody's going to know. Ian, you're a twonk, honestly.
Get a life.
When they finished and how long they lasted.
100 years?
No idea.
No.
No.
Any decent
We're going to veto that question. Ian, please. Ian, get a fucking life.
Nobody's going to know.
Well, I'm sorry, Ian, but they didn't like that one.
No.
Right.
Come up with something about Netflix.
Yeah. Anyone who knows their history knows it started in 1337 and ended in 1453.
They need to get out more.
So 116 years. So Phil...
Yeah.
Boosty Boasty, the landscaping legend, an ex trolley dolly, has a 5-point question.
Oh, for God's sake.
And Alona, you're probably at an advantage here.
Oh, great.
He would like to know USA airport codes for, so the cities that represent LAX, IAD.
Right, hang on. Hang on. Slowly.
LAX.
Okay.
IAD,
yeah.
ORD, SFO, and BNA.
Right. Okay.
So that's from our long haul trolley dolly Boasty. Currently in Sri Lanka, scoring runs, taking wickets.
Being a legend.
Being a general legend.
What's ORD? That's a very ordinary question.
And BNA.
LAX,
yeah.
IAD, ORD, SFO, and BNA.
BNA, what the bloody hell is BNA? I've got 3. Well, I think I might have 3.
Okay.
I've got dead air.
So we'll start off with LAX.
Los Angeles.
Right, everyone gets one there. We'll go to IAD.
Indiana.
Washington.
Oh.
Is it?
Jules Airport, Washington. No. ORD.
Oregon.
Orlando.
Yeah, I put Orlando.
Chicago.
You're doing well here. Eh?
Good question, Phil. You've foxed these ones.
Well, you say good question.
SFO.
San Francisco.
Correct. Everyone's got that one. And BNA.
No idea.
No, I had absolutely no idea. But I'm going to say it once you say it. I'm going to say
Boston.
I had it.
No idea.
Nashville.
I said Nashville.
Oh,
did you? did you now?
I did now.
Change that.
So the all...
2.
I got 2.
We all got 2.
LA and San
Well, I got a bonus for...
Yeah.
So you all got 2. Julian Dean again from Miami is coming up with the last question to finish this quiz. And he would like to know which animal breathes through its arse.
which animal breathes through its arse? I know plenty who talk through their arse.
Okay, I'm going to guess this one.
Which animal breathes through its arse? No, that's stumping me. I would say my dog, but he does many other things through his arse. No, it stumped me there.
You're 1 point behind the leader, Stuart.
Well, you go first.
Take an educated guess.
A slug.
Slug, no points, unfortunately.
I'm going for a duckbill platypus.
No points, unfortunately.
Snail.
No points, unfortunately. I would have accepted turtles, frogs, or salamanders.
Oh, wow.
So I hope you did well at home. I'm sure most of you at home beat this miserable lot, but it was a close contest. Alona was the victor on 10.5.
No.
Followed by Adrian and Stuart, both on 9.5. So it was close.
It was close.
No. I'm not.
General knowledge. Well done, Alona.
I've not spent the whole time that quiz looking to my left at the most puzzled person in Sussex.
I didn't expect that at all. I think that might be 2 weeks in a row.
It is 2 weeks ago, by.
Oh, it's just, I'm sorry.
Right, okay, we're going to go to a quick break now while we discuss. Yes, all right. Stop going on about it. Otherwise, we're going to go to a break even quicker. We're going to a break. We'll be back in the final with the final segment in just a mo. Welcome back to the final segment of this week's Home of Pots Happy Hour. I had a bit of a trawl through the emails and I found an email. This is Colin from West Drayton.
Ah, Colin.
Yeah. Do you know who he is?
No. He's another satisfied. How do you reckon Colin from West Drayton got on that quiz?
Probably he loved it. Well.
He probably did grand.
Yeah, anyway, so Colin's come up with a question for us. He wants us to discuss this because he said he's been discussing it with friends. He wants to know what the first X film we ever managed to see in the cinema was and how old were we? What the hell's that?
I was glad to see Rudy barking because I was being a bit worried about him. He hadn't moved.
So, Loney, can you go first because Stuart's had to go and disappear and stalk.
It's a bit worrying that Alona's eyeing up Rudy. She might be thinking
I've been looking at this
acquiring
dog,
another dog.
And I've been wondering. No, because I don't think he was very well, so I was a bit worried that he died then during the whole. I've been watching him.
Take
but
him home,
he just
see if you
anyway,
can bring him back.
Film I would be Nightmare on Elm Street. The one with
the first one?
The Freddy Krueger one, yeah. That would be my
famously,
first one.
Whose first film was that? That had a bit part in it. Not really a bit part. Got murdered in a bed.
Kim Cattrall.
Johnny Depp.
Really?
Johnny Depp was in
he
that
did,
first
yeah.
One. Yeah.
Was he really?
He was, yeah.
That and I was. It was horrible. I hated every minute of it, but
why
I was trying to be cool. Because I was with friends and we were trying to be cool.
Wasn't it a trainee postman again, was it? Wasn't it taking you there?
No, he dumped me, remember?
Oh, of course he did, yeah.
I didn't enjoy it at all. And I hate all horror.
What cinema did you see that at?
I'm pretty sure it was Burgess Hill Cinema, but I was probably about 13 or 14 at the time. Awful. Yeah. Hate horrors.
Andrew?
I think... mine was Omen when I was about.
Oh yeah, God, you'd have been young.
And I think I was about 12.
Oh my life! That's
wait, but you couldn't have got into a cinema when you were 12.
He was about 26. He had a beard.
I was quite tall when I was young. I went in a pub when I was 11.
Some cinemas didn't care, did they?
No,
not really.
And it scared the living bejesus out of me.
I think that is possible. I don't do horror films.
No, I
can't.
I
don't do the slasher films. I'm not interested in them at all.
No.
I think that The Omen is one of the most scary films I've ever seen. It's so foreboding.
Yeah.
It's just, Billy Whitelaw.
Yeah.
Oh, God, she's so scary.
It's when that glass cut the guy's head off.
And his head actually had a bit of
Good
backspin. Yeah. You'd be happy with that on the 15th green. Good backspin. Yeah. Like that. Good film.
Excellent. Okay, and where did you see that, do you think?
I actually can't remember.
How can you not remember, for goodness sake?
I can't, it was miles ago. It was probably in Alton.
No, but it would have been where you lived with your mum and dad.
It was it was probably the Alton Flea Pit where it was so... there was a tramp sleeping on the front row when we came in and they moved him on. It was the dirtiest rat-infested place you could ever imagine.
Mine was in Crawley.
Was it?
Snuck in about 30. I saw Saturday Night Fever.
Is that X-rated? Yeah.
No, it was X-rated.
It was.
But they dumbed it down, didn't they? They dumbed it down. Because so many people wanted to see it, because it was so popular because of the music, they made a dumbed down version. Right. They made it a double A. But the original one was an X. And so they did two.
They were a lot stricter.
Unfortunately, that wasn't a quiz question because I would have got that right. But that's another point. But yeah, no,
bitter
it had.
Match.
Slightly bitter one there. And so they did we're releasing the proper X rated version. It's got the rape scene in it, isn't it? The original one.
Yeah.
Well, they rape in the back of the car, don't they? Well, and it's pretty brutal.
I've not seen that.
Yeah, no, it is quite brutal. But most people certainly have seen the double A version because that's the one they put out on the telly.
Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah, no, that was an X. Yeah,
with John Travolta.
Yes, it was an X.
They rape someone.
Yeah, in the back of the car. In the back of the car, isn't it?
Good God.
I know. So, that was mine. And I think I'm pretty sure he's in Crawley. I was about That was probably about 13 or 14, I'd have thought.
God, I mean, I couldn't have got into a cinema to see an X in North London before I was 16.
Yeah, well,
I remember actually going to
it. Quite spindly.
Yeah.
I was quite tall and spindly, so
I
probably...
I think it's the height is an advantage.
Maybe,
I don't think they care.
Maybe the cinemas were busier or something because of the population. They didn't need
to... Have you done yours?
I haven't done mine.
Oh, right.
The very first one I actually saw was the Joan Collins film, The Bitch.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Is that The Bitch or The Stud?
No. The Stud, I think I was probably about 14 when The Stud came out. The Bitch, I was 16. You know.
Okay.
So about four or five of us from school said, let's go and see The Bitch in the Gaumont in North Finchley. And so we did. So I got on the 104 bus and said, half to North Finchley, please. And then I got in the queue, got to the front of the Gaumont and said, one ticket in the stalls, please. I've had my pocket money, John. So, so a terrible film.
Dreadful film. Absolutely. Is that Oliver Tobias?
Oliver Tobias, absolutely shocking in every way that was.
It's a terrible film.
Yeah, yeah. But quite exciting for a bunch of 15 and 16
years. Yeah, it's not much more raunchy than Joan Gets Her Bits Out. I mean,
no, I can't remember. I think there was a bit more
particularly that graphic
going on somewhere. No, probably
wasn't
not
particularly graphic. My classic. I also, when I was about 15 or 16, and I used to live in Brussels for a little while, and I went back to Brussels and saw a really classy film called Flesh Gordon.
Oh yes,
that's Dr. Flexi Jerkoff.
Yes.
Dr.
Jerkoff.
Flexi Jerkoff.
Dale Hardon. Yeah. Dr. Flexi Jerkoff.
I don't like where this is going.
Instead of Dr. Zirkoff.
And Ming was Wang.
Wang.
Wang. So that was just, that oozed class.
And
that was actually a film. That was actually a film. And it did really well because it was quite amusing.
Yeah.
It was so stupid. It was actually, people were actually quite watching. It was quite funny. But yeah, I did sneak into that, but I was about 16 then, so as well, and I clearly could have got.
I got confidence then, having got in to see The Bitch.
You really like saying that,
don't
you?
Yeah.
just go back and see The Stud.
Imagine making a film called that.
It's awful.
Ridiculous, isn't it? Yeah. So I then went to see the Brian De Palma film, Dressed to Kill, which was also...
Oh, yes.
Oh, the Michael Caine one?
Yeah, yes. That's a fantastic film. God, I mean, I was...
It's
really
got a real good twist at the end, isn't
it?
Yeah,
really disturbing.
How old were you, that one? We had that as one of our school films when we were... I was 13.
Did you go to a public school?
Yes.
Well, that doesn't surprise and me at all.
Sunday night was film night, and they showed that, which I thought was quite racy.
It's a really good film, though, isn't it?
It is a good film.
But we used to do this. We used to go to this camp where we first met, and they used to do these like reunions.
Andy Dickinson.
They used to do these reunions, and the amount of crap and abuse they used to get when the kids went home and told them what films they'd watched when they'd been there, and there was an uproar in the Christian community about they'd been watching films like The Omen and
Dressed to Kill.
Never watched that. Didn't care that everyone was trying to get off with everyone left, right, and centre, but they really cared that you put The Omen on as a film. But
I was in the Sea Scouts, and we went away to Chatham. It was one of the naval places.
Classy.
Went away for the weekend. Naval base, I think it was, or HMS Ganges. It was one of them anyway. And they had like a film night on the Friday night where all of the sailors were watching the films. And they invited all of us as well, bearing in mind we were aged between 11 and 16, and they showed Enter the Dragon. No, Way of the Dragon, that was it, yeah.
The follow-up.
Yeah, it was a follow-up. That was an 18 or an X as well, yeah. There were eyes getting poked out. And
oh, my goodness.
There were
what is the most
women.
Violent?
It was fantastic.
What's the most violent film you've ever seen?
Oh, I think probably... God, the most violent film I've ever seen. Because I don't really like violent stuff. What's that film by the guy who did the Godzilla film where it's set in Indonesia and they're attacking the tower block? It's not helping listeners, is it?
No, not at all.
I don't remember the name of it.
No.
But it was bloody violent. You talk about yours, I'll look it up.
I'm trying to think. I think some of the... Kill Bill was just unbelievably violent.
It was almost like comic violence.
It was comic violence, wasn't it? Actually, the most violent thing I did, I'm slightly veering off topic here, is have you seen Gangs of London?
Yes.
My God, that is unbelievably violent. Even I don't mind. And it's like, I think, I'm not sure I can watch this. This is... And then, of course, they made the second series and they upped the violence again. It's like, I don't know how they get it passed. It was unbelievably graphic.
I don't like that in my old age.
I've looked it up. It's called The Raid.
The Raid.
It's worth watching, actually, but it is very violent.
Spray on insects.
It's really violent. I think it's about a drug cartel that takes over a tower block.
Oh, right.
And the Indonesian cops have to try and get in there and clear it.
Another good one I saw when I was a youngster was The Long Good Friday.
Oh, that's such a good film.
Such a great film. Helen Mirren.
What does he say about the IRA?
Oh, yes.
I can't remember what it was.
But he's just a great film.
Yeah, it's really good.
That is a really good. So how are we doing for time?
I think
it's about time we should knock it on the head, actually.
I think we should knock it on the head, because basically Lona's got to go to work.
Yeah, Lona's got to go to work. She's got to put on her nurse's uniform and she'll be off. And so until we come back in a couple of weeks' time, we'll get Andrew to sort his quiz out a little bit more so somebody actually knows the answers.
Not that we've been. Do you think we have a slight amount of bitterness in
I don't think so.
Lona was the victor.
I think, it was an amazing quiz and fair I really school. Enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lona.
Thanks for your hard work.
What's the Latin? What's the Latin for complete fluke?
Oi.
Flucus Maximus.
No.
Right, so so we're off and we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
See you later. Have a good couple of weeks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Pott's Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.